This is GQDN for Monday, March 2nd, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes, including Questworthy. Put in the promo code Quest in the checkout line. You get 25% off every purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, oh boy, we got a bunch. We got Starfield. We got the Player's Choice Award, or Player's Choice for the Month. Resident Evil, God of War, World of Warcraft. But those titles will not be in Indie World. WCCF Tech did say that Nintendo will host the Indie World Showcase tomorrow, and they will show off a lot of different indie games. Now, this is going to start out at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, and this will be about 15 minutes long, and it'll provide some updates on some of the indie games that will be going to both Nintendo Switch and Nintendo Switch 2. And this will be the first world event since the last one took place on August 7th last year. Nintendo of America got up on Twitter, /X, and said, quote, "Join us tomorrow, March 3rd at 6 a.m. Pacific Time for a new Indie World Showcase. Tune in for roughly 15 minutes of news and updates on indie games coming to Nintendo Switch 2 and Nintendo Switch." It's up on YouTube. Just don't steal anything while you're there. PC Gamer said that a EK Game Collector was raided by the police after purchasing 10,000 pounds of hardware, including some old dev kits, the Sega ones. The collector is Darius Khan, and he purchased a hardware lot from an e-waste subcontractor for 10,000 pounds. This included the dev kits, controllers, autographed copies of games, and even the prototype cartridges sometime after the listing of parts to find the sales online. The UK police then raided Khan's property, alleging that Sega had the dev kits has been stolen. Darius Khan recounted the raid to Gamers Nexus. Quote, 7 o'clock in the morning, approximately, bang, bang, bang on the door. I look through the peephole. I see a bunch of police, probably 4 or 5 police officers. I open the door and I'm told, Mr. Khan, you're under arrest for money laundering. We're here to seize the dev kits. End quote. Now, Khan has yet to be charged with the criminal offense yet. So here is what BC Gamer knows. Sega moved its UK head offices from Brentford to Chiswick, London, last year. And they hired an e-waste company, Waste to Wonder, to dispose the hardware of what was left behind in the old office building. The company hired a subcontractor, then took the lot, which did contain the dev kits and more. They went to an export yard that processes the waste was to be sold to the various buyers across Africa. And Khan negotiated the deal with the e-waste subcontractor to buy the discarded hardware before it could be processed. He was then listing parts of the find on both eBay and Facebook Marketplace, which did include Sony PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and the Nintendo DS and Wii U dev kits. The Video Game Preservation Museum also did start some fundraising to purchase the lot. Now, Darius was also contacted by someone by the name of Paul, who did claim to be interested in the dev kits he had for sale. The man was actually a private investigator working with Fusion 85, an agency that specializes in protecting the intellectual property. Fusion 85 worked with Nintendo in the past, though it has not been confirmed who Fusion 85 was working with regards to investigating the dev kits. Paul then did visit Darius at his home to inspect and take photographs of the hardware. Then in July 2025, 10 plainclothes officers knocked on Darius's door. The officers confiscated the dev kits and the prototype cartridges from Darius's home. And Darius was held by the police for 8 hours, during which, Khan did allege, the police asked him to sign a form relinquishing his ownership of the dev kits, which he did refuse. So Sega hired another firm, the ITR Secure, to specifically dispose of the computer hardware. Waste of Wonders denied anything and everything. In fact, they said, quote, IT equipment was not in scope and we were never allow subcontractors to sell items. We no longer work with that subcontractor. So that did happen. Among that may have been Stellar Blade. No. It wasn't Stellar Blade, but for Square.com to say that Stellar Blade, well, the makers of it may be making a sequel without Sony's help. Now, Sony and PlayStation did help make Stellar Blade, but Shift Up, which is the studio behind Stellar Blade, is reportedly hiring people to self-publish the projects. And according to the Korean outlet Game Mecha via Automation, that goes with the fresh job listing for the developer promising, quote, a new leap forward in the global market. We aim to expand our self-publishing capabilities to support internally developed titles across consoles and PC. And Shift Up did become a publicly traded company back in 2024. And the CEO, Taeyong Kim, did suggest that it would continue to prioritize game development and could bring the company to self-publishing in the future. Well, we'll see what happens. Good luck. And to all of you, especially if you play World of Warcraft. PC Games N did say that the World of Warcraft Midnight will boost the profession knowledge gains. And that would counter all of the early access people. So, early access is here for World of Warcraft. And there's a split between players who stumped to get in a few days faster, and those who didn't will always have a little, that'll be a little contentious. But so because of that, Blizzard said they can afford a double stack of knowledge gains in the first week of WoW, Midnight's full launch. But not everybody's happy about it, because the change did frustrate some of the people who are already playing. So the community manager, Randy Kalvax Jordan, did say, quote, to account for the acquisition of knowledge in early access, 2 weeks worth of knowledge will be granted to players from activities, crafting orders, treasure drops, patron orders, gathering, during the first full week of Midnight, end quote. Now that runs from the launch date of Tuesday, March 3rd, and will last until Tuesday, March 10th. So it starts tomorrow. Now, based on the wording, it sounds as like everyone will benefit these double up knowledge rewards. And early starters will not lose anything working through the professions checklist, and no bonuses mentioned of the first time crafts. And some people are not pleased. There are some knowledge bonuses that early access players have been earning are just once available. Because when it's available, it's there. And you guys know that. The one that uses the name Tickle under the blue post said, quote, we should be getting a refund because the whole point of early access was spending more money to start earlier and get ahead by launch. Now, this new hotfix also did grafter some bugs that was causing a bind on equipped item to have a minimum level requirement 10 below the intended amount. Some of the shop items were listed at 750 Voidlight Mar, and they were overpriced, so the price did drop to just 25 gold. Good luck if you're playing the game, and you can let me know if that's a good move or a bad one at Joe Brums on Twitter and Blue Sky. Now, we are not gods, are we? Neither are the Blizzard devs. But God of War may be getting a spinoff, and it might already be in the works. Polygon.com did say that. They said that Faye may be in it. And Sony's Santa Monica. Yeah, I said Santa. Santa Monica could have her own game. The reason why we're saying that is because Nate the Hate got up on X and said that Sony's Santa Monica's new game would be in the God of War universe with Faye as the lead. And there would be some greater emphasis on action and some previous entries. So there's information around the leak that's further confirmed by IGN. Bloomberg reported that Jason Schreier previously shared that Sony's Santa Monica was working on a new project, but not a new IP. So could this be a thing? while the reveal of the game, the centering on Fae, is a surprise of the giant proportions. Fae is first introduced as dead and is later cremated with very little time with her character. So back in 2018, Kratos and Atreus did grieve over the loss of Fae, which brought them closer together, because they thought that she was just a mortal woman. But both of them did discover that Fae was a frost giant, but it possessed the power of foresight and concealed it from her family. Players did learn more about Fae through Kratos' dreams, God of War Ragnarok, revealing how close they were with their relationship and the effect of her death. So if this game comes out, it'll be a prequel, not a sequel. At least that's what the thought is. Would you play it? I know what people have been playing. Resident Evil Requiem. And it is doing well. In fact, IGN made a post saying that it got a 9.5 score on Metacritic. And that tied last year's hit, Clair Obscur Expedition 33. But it went past Metal Gear Solid, The Witcher 3, and Disney Cory in the House, because all three of those games got 9.3. Well, that included Silent Hill 2 and Metal Gear Solid 3. Now, the scores could be manipulated. IGN pointed out Disney Cory. But the fans are loving Resident Evil Requiem because it has an overwhelmingly positive review on Steam. In fact, Resident Evil got a 9 out of 10, and IGN said, quote, like the result of an experiment conducted in an underground Umbrella Corporation lab, Resident Evil Requiem successfully splices two separate strains of survival horror together into the one highly infectious new mutation, end quote. Resident Evil's Requiem overall Metascore is 88, which is not enough to get to the Metacritic's top 250 games of all time. Now, Resident Evil 4 is there with a score of 96, but right now, it's behind Pokemon Pokapia right now. Oh, so what could happen? Yeah, that's gonna be that. I bet you're loving that game, Resident Evil. And that's already on PlayStation. But Starfield will be there soon. GameSpot.com did say that Starfield will be arriving on PlayStation on April 7th with two additions. And Deal Labs, they claim that the options are named Standard and Premium instead of Standard and Deluxe. Deal Labs also added the pricing, which is going to cost around $60, $80 for the big one. We shall see. Now, they're also going to get a new story DLC. In fact, Todd Howard, yeah, you know it's those guys, did say, quote, I think it's the kind of thing where if you like Starfield, we think you're going to love this. That's what he told Kinda Funny there last month. We'll see what happens. Well, if you want a headset from Marathon, there's still time to get one. That's for PlayStation people. GamesRadar.com did say that those headsets are still available. They're at $170 through the PlayStation Direct. Well, that goes with the controller too. The controller is $85. So if you want it, it's there for you. Not leaving all of you Xbox people out of it. No, there's some games that are coming to Xbox this month, and you might want to pay attention because some of these games could be really good. Ready? Planet of Lana 2, March 5th. Fatal Frame 2, Crimson Butterfly Remake, March 12th. John Carpenter's Toxic Commando, March 12th. Monster Hunter Stories 3, Twisted Reflection, that's a big one, March 13th. WWE 2K26. It's WrestleMania season. MLB The Show 26. Crimson Desert, March 19th. Life is Strange Reunion, March 26th. Mega Man Star Force Legacy Collection, March 27th. I've heard Crimson Desert's good, and it's going to Xbox. This is something that could come out tomorrow. It was announced on tomorrow's Nintendo show. NintendoEverything.com did say that Supernatural Life Sims Moonlight Peaks, that's the game, Moonlight Peaks, is coming to Nintendo Switch 2 and Nintendo Switch. And that's from Xseeds Games and Little Chicken. Now, this is a supernatural life sim because you're playing as a vampire in a magical town. You'll be racing some props learning some spell casting and potion making, and you'll befriend and romance the local werewolves, witches, and mermaids. Yep, you're a vampire. Get at it. And if you like to vote, the PlayStation blog. If you got a PlayStation, did say that you can vote for the monthly gaming experience, the games that came out last month. Here's the list. Ace of Thunder, Avowed, Blaze Blue, Entropy Effect X, Carmageddon, Rogue Shift, Crystal, Theater of Idols, Death Howl, Dragon Quest VII Reimagined, God of War, Sons of Sparta, High on Life 2, JDM Japanese Drift Master, Love Eternal, My Hero Academia, All Justice, Neo 3, No Sleep for Kenemy, Date from AI, The Summoner Files, Reanimal, Resident Evil Requiem, Ride 6, Romeo is a Dead Man, Rune Factory, Guardians of Azuma, Star Trek Voyager, Across the Unknown, Styx, Blades of Greed, Yakuza, Kiwami 3, and Dark Ties. If you want to do that, you might want to get it done, because the voting will end soon. So if you do it, just do it. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people. Bye!